From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Senate Republicans and the White House say they have largely resolved their differences over the next coronavirus relief package, and Senate Republicans are expected to roll out a proposed $1 trillion bill today. There's $16 billion in there for new funding for testing. The White House had originally not wanted new funds for testing. Republicans will then have to negotiate with House Democrats, who passed their own $3 trillion version of a relief bill back in May. Part of the pressure here to get a new aid package is the fact that some benefits are running out in just a few days. The $600 a week additional unemployment payments disappear July 31st. JP Morgan Chase released research showing that that money isn't just helping the folks who get those checks. It is helping all the people and places they spend those checks on, as in it is economic stimulus. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Chester Englander in Ohio is a musician for various symphonies. He has two kids and has been almost entirely out of work since March. So has his wife, also a musician. They've been getting $1,200 a week in pandemic unemployment.
It's not an exaggeration to say it kept us afloat. I mean, we paid for food, we could pay our mortgage and property taxes.
Economists say pandemic unemployment has helped boost the whole economy. Josh Bivens is with the Economic Policy Institute.
If we had done nothing, we would have thrown tens of millions of people out of work and given them no income. So they would have stopped spending anywhere near as much as money on groceries. They would have quickly gone into defaults or arrears on mortgages.
Bivens says one sign that people have been spending their $600 a week
was the last 2 months of really fast job growth we saw. You know, we had some reopening of the economy, but then we also had people who had income.
People like Chester Englander, who says he has saved enough to pay 2 months of his mortgage, 1 month for food. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.